Editorial Planeta de Agostini presenta Curso de Inglés Second Level Unit 34 Speaking Wading through Wogan In these sentences and dialogues, don't pronounce the T in dust jacket and dust cover, or the R in paperback. The speakers in the first group are English.
This is a really awful dust jacket.
The dust covers for Arthur's books are painted by Wilson Glazier.
Has Mr. Marbles and the sleeping policeman come out in paperback?
His first novel was published in hardback by Slimon Scheister.
This bookshop was built in 1856.
The cat is playing with your bookmarker.
He makes bindings for snob books.
I'm writing the footnotes for the new Varsity Shakespeare plays.
He wrote a tome about brain surgery, didn't he?
The leaves of this book have become yellow.
Could you tell me where the children's books are, please?
Have you found his name in the index?
The title is on the spine of the book.
I'm going to buy him a book token for his birthday.
But you bought him a book token last year.
Have you seen the jacket for this book?
No, I'm sorry.
I've been wading through Wogan for 6 months.
Oh, where are you?
Chapter 3.
I'm ploughing through an awful pulp novel about the car industry.
What's the title?
Detroit Perfume. The speakers in this group are American.
Do you know where I can find a bookstall in this station?
Why do you have to write in the margins of my books?
The table of contents is on page 3.
I love browsing in bookstores.
So do I. Have you read the blurb on the cover of his last novel?
No, I haven't.
Speaking. Somebody's pulp novel. In these sentences, remember to pronounce the O in something, somebody, and someone with the sound of the U in cut.
I think we've got Something by Alistair McBain.
Somebody gave me a pulp novel to read on the train.
Someone's written a book about his new wife.
Have you got anything on Japanese literature in the 12th century?
Has anybody read John Traylor's new novel?
I don't think anyone in our family likes William Smith's books.
I'm afraid we've got nothing on archaeology.
Nobody in England has written about Hankins' art.
No one in London has got anything on Drusaki, I'm afraid.
I'm going to buy something to read on the plane.
Do you have anything about Paris?
There's nothing about Jefferson in the index.
Does anyone know where I can find some detective stories?
Somebody's taken my book.
Speaking. There's a fine of 85 cents. In these sentences and dialogues, pay attention to the pronunciation of the letter O in periodical, catalogue, borrow, and contents. The speakers in the first group are English.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the periodical rack is, please?
The catalogue is arranged according to author, title, and contents.
Could I borrow this book?
My son is becoming a little bookworm.
I'm sorry, this is not a lending library, it's a reference library.
Don't forget to bring the book back before the 24th of March.
Put your books on the issue desk and don't forget your library ticket.
The library doesn't lend reference books, does it?
No, it doesn't. Borrowers can take out books from fiction and non-fiction, but they can't borrow books from the reference library.
Could you tell me where I can find the librarian, please?
Shh! Silence!
The speakers in this group are American. Pay attention to the intonation.
Could you put that dictionary on the shelf, please?
Where can I find the encyclopedias?
Excuse me, how is the catalogue arranged?
It's arranged according to subject matter and author.
I'm looking for a book by this authoress.
Have you looked in the catalogue?
I'm afraid you can't take this book out.
How come?
It's a reference book.
I'm looking for a book on South American archaeology.
Books on archaeology are in stacks 34 to 38.
Thanks very much.
I'd like to renew these books, please.
I'm afraid there's a fine of 85 cents.
Oh dear.
Speaking. I've already read it. In these dialogues, listen carefully to the sound of the vowels in the auxiliary verbs, then repeat.
Have you read Tom Nancy's new novel yet?
No, I haven't.
It's great.
I've just read Gone with the Wind.
Oh, what do you think of it?
I think it's awful.
Isn't that a Kathleen McCullough book?
Yes, it is.
What's the title?
Born Third.
No, I've already read that one.
What are you reading?
Where Beagles Glare.
Oh, the Ed McPayne book. I've already read that.
Have you ever read Mother Mouse by John Traylor?
No, I haven't read it yet.
I've just read Geoffrey Bowman's new novel.
Oh, do you like it?
No, I think it's awful.
Listening. Novel, note, and browse. Listen carefully to the O in these sentences. In the first group, it is pronounced with the sound of the O in got.
I've just read Stephen Fink's new novel.
Doesn't he write horror stories?
Excuse me, could you tell me where the periodical rack is, please?
They can't borrow books from the reference library.
The catalogue is arranged according to author, title, and contents.
In this group of sentences, the O in note and token and the second O in borrow are pronounced with the sound of the O in go. In the last sentence, the O in browsing is pronounced with the sound of the O in how.
I'm writing the notes for the new Varsity Shakespeare plays.
I'm going to buy him a book token for his birthday.
Could I borrow this book?
I like browsing in bookshops. Listening. Frankly, I think it's awful. Listen carefully to these dialogues and pay attention to the intonation.
What do you think of Ed McPayne's novels?
In my opinion, they're really good.
I've just read Geoffrey Bowman's new novel.
Oh, do you like it?
No, frankly, I think it's awful.
What are you reading?
Where Beagles Glare.
Do you like it?
Yes. To be honest, I think it's an excellent book.
I've just read Born Third by Kathleen McCullough.
And what do you think of it?
I reckon it's really good.
I've just read Gone with the Wind.
Did you like it?
Yes, personally, I liked it very much.
As far as I'm concerned, it's an awful book.
What do you think of Tom Nancy?
From my point of view, he's an excellent writer.
I agree. The way I see it, he's one of the best popular authors in the United States.
Conversation. Something on Hankin.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have anything on Hankin?
Hankin?
Yes, that's right.
I think we've got something in the cookery department.
Cookery? But Hankin was a painter.
Oh, I think there's something on Japanese art on the fourth floor.
But Hankin was Chinese.
Oh. Mr. Ellis! Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have anything on Hankin?
Hankin?
Yes, that's right.
I think we've got something in the cookery department.
Cookery? But Hankin was a painter.
Oh. I think there's something on Japanese art on the fourth floor.
But Hankin was Chinese.
Oh. Mr. Ellis?
Anything on Dansuki? Young man?
Yes. Can I help you?
Yes. Dansuki.
Pardon?
Dansuki. I'm looking for something on Dansuki.
Yes. Talking to that lady well, there, no. Books about Chinese painting are in the art department on the fourth floor.
What? Dansuki wasn't an artist. He was a dancer.
Oh. Well, I think we've got something about Chinese dance and drama on the fifth floor.
Young man, Dansuki was Japanese.
Oh, God. Mr. Ellis?
Young man?
Yes? Can I help you?
Yes, Dansuki.
Pardon?
Dansuki. I'm looking for something on Dansuki.
Ah, yes. Well, books about Chinese painting are in the art department on the fourth floor.
What? Dansuki wasn't an artist. He was a dancer.
Oh. Well, I think we've got something about Chinese dance and drama on the fifth floor.
Young man, Dansuki was Japanese.
Oh, God. Mr. Ellis?
A bit of romance.
Hello, love. Where's romance?
Pardon? I don't understand.
I'd like something to read on the train to Liverpool. You got anything nice? You know what I mean?
Well, we've got some good thrillers.
Well, personally, I don't like thrillers very much. I prefer a bit of romance.
Well, we've got some romantic novels on the ground floor, madam.
Have you got anything by Melody Crimson?
Melody Crimson? Well, I don't know. Just a moment, please. Mr. Ellis?
Hello, love. Where's romance?
Pardon? I don't understand.
I'd like something to read on the train to Liverpool. Have you got anything nice? You know what I mean?
Well, we've got some good thrillers.
Well, personally, I don't like thrillers very much. I prefer a bit of romance.
Well, we've got some romantic novels on the ground floor, madam.
Have you got anything by Melody Crimson?
Melody Crimson? Well, I don't know. Just a moment, please. Mr. Ellis?
Silence!
Excuse me?
Yes?
I'm looking for Agatha Christie's novels.
They're over there in the fiction department.
Oh, thank you.
Misty. Here they are.
Have you read this one?
What's the title?
Mr. Marbles of Scotland Yard.
Silence!
Yes, I've already read that one.
And this one? Mr. Marbles and the French Professor.
Yes, I've already read it.
What do you think of it?
Frankly, I think it's the best book.
Mr. Marbles Goes to L.A.?
Yes, I've just read that one.
But it came out last month.
Silence, please!
I like the cover on this one. What is it?
Mr. Marbles and the Crimson Waxworks.
Oh, I've already read that one.
Silence!
I haven't read this one yet. Mr. Marbles and the Rich Authoress.
Uh-oh, the librarian's coming.
Silence!
Shh!
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm looking for Agatha Christie's novels.
They're over there in the fiction department.
Oh, thank you. Misty. Here they are.
Have you read this one?
What's the title?
Mr. Marbles of Scotland Yard.
Silence!
Yes, I've already read that one.
And this one? Mr. Marbles and the French Professor.
Yes, I've already read it.
What do you think of it?
Frankly, I think it's our best book.
Mr. Marbles Goes to L.A.?
Yes, I've just read that one.
But it came out last month.
Silence, please!
I like the cover on this one. What is it?
Mr. Marbles and the Crimson Waxworks.
I've already read that one.
Silence!
I haven't read this one yet. Mr. Marbles and the Rich Authoress.
Uh-oh, the librarian's coming.
Silence!
Listening exercise. In my opinion, it's a very good book.
I don't think I've read it yet.
Yes, he's already read Moby Dick.
We've just finished Gone with the Wind.
Have you finished my book yet?
He has just bought an encyclopedia.
Is there anything about me in his new book?
Have you looked in the index?
There's nothing about sport in this book.
We have already bought 6 of his novels.
Good morning, can I help you?
Good morning. I'm looking for some books. Have you got anything on Rome?
Well, there's a new novel by Alan Sack. It's just been published. It's called Rome in the Evening. It's £12.95 in hardback.
No, I don't want a novel. I want a history of Rome for my son.
Just a moment. Yes, there's Rome, 2,000 Years of History, by Brian King.
Is there anything about the kings of Rome in it?
Yes, the first 4 chapters are about the kings of Rome.
Okay, I'll take it. Oh, and I wanted a thriller to read on the train, but I can't remember the title.
Who's the author?
It's by Agatha Christie.
Oh, but she wrote more than 80 books.
I know. What is the title? There's a library on the dust cover, There's something in the library.
Ah, the woman in the library.
Yes, that's right.
Unit 35. Speaking. the hole in the ozone layer. In these sentences, pay attention to the intonation of the questions.
Did you see the news about the hole in the ozone layer?
Do you think that pollution has led to changes in the weather?
Why don't you use green petrol?
Have you seen the effects of toxic waste on the soil?
Global warming produces changes in temperature on the planet Earth.
The greenhouse effect leads to changes in the weather.
I'd like to study the ecology of our planet.
Acid rain is a big environmental problem.
Pollution on the environment is a global problem.
A lot of ecologists are members of Greenpeace.
Global pollution has caused the hole in the ozone layer.
The Greens are important in a lot of European countries. In these sentences, the speakers are American. Pay attention to the pronunciation of the O.
He's an ecologist from Columbia University.
What can we do about the hole in the ozone layer?
The greenhouse effect leads to global warming.
This is the result of toxic waste.
These companies are polluting the ocean with toxic waste.
Speaking. Wildlife and energy. Listen and repeat. Don't pronounce the GH in drought.
Drought and flooding have destroyed many of their habitats.
Many crops have been saved by pesticides.
The blue whale is an endangered species.
Mankind has to protect wildlife.
A lot of wildlife is protected in nature reserves.
Have you ever visited Yellowstone National Park?
Whaling is now carefully controlled.
These insects have been damaged by pesticides.
I've put solar panels on the roof of our house.
Wave energy is an excellent source of energy.
We can get electricity from solar energy.
Solar energy is an extremely cheap energy source.
Pesticides can sometimes destroy insects' habitats.
Conservation policies have protected many species.
When the river flooded, we had to move the animals.
Have you ever seen a white rhino?
White rhinoceroses are protected in national parks.
Speaking. Rubbish. Listen to these sentences, then repeat them. Pay attention to the intonation.
Atmospheric pollution is the biggest problem in our cities.
Exhaust fumes from cars leads to the pollution of the atmosphere, and this causes smog.
I'm going to equip my car with a catalytic converter.
I'm afraid you have to change the exhaust.
Recycling will save important natural resources.
We have to recycle our domestic rubbish.
Washing up liquid, washing powder, and detergents pollute the rivers.
The company has been discharging sewage into the river.
Excuse me, is there a rubbish dump near here?
Put the paper, glass, and plastic in these plastic bags.
You can't breathe the air in this city. The cars produce too many exhaust fumes.
In these dialogues, the speakers are American. Listen and repeat.
Where am I going to put this garbage?
Use those plastic bags over there.
Your company will have to treat this waste.
it'll cost too much.
I'm sorry. You can't put untreated waste here.
Speaking. If we pollute the world, we'll have problems. Listen and repeat these sentences. Pay attention to the intonation.
If we reduce industrial pollution, we'll improve the environment.
We'll have to control whaling if we want to save the whale.
If you go to Birmingham, you'll see the effects of atmospheric pollution.
Unless we recycle our paper, we won't save the forests.
If we don't use catalytic converters, the smog in our cities will get very bad.
If we pollute the oceans with toxic waste, the fish will die.
If you use a lot of pesticides, you'll pollute the river.
Unless we stop the greenhouse effect, the Earth's temperature will rise.
If we don't use a policy of conservation, a lot of animals will die.
Unless we treat our industrial waste, we won't stop environmental pollution.
If you want a catalytic converter, you'll have to pay £25 more than the price in the catalogue.
Listening. What'll they do? In these sentences, pay attention to the pronunciation of will.
It'll be difficult to buy green petrol.
Wave energy will be an important source of energy.
John will write to the Greens tomorrow.
The rhino will become an endangered species unless we do something.
If you turn right, you'll see the entrance to the nature reserve.
What'll they do if there's a drought?
Solar power will be the energy source of the future.
They'll phone us if anyone discharges untreated waste into the river.
Pesticides will pollute the soil.
I think the ecologists will save the white rhino.
If you ask him, my brother will put a catalytic converter in your car.
If we pollute the oceans with toxic waste, the fish will die.
Unless we stop the greenhouse effect, the Earth's temperature will rise.
Listening. A drought into the bargain. Listen carefully to these sentences.
This pesticide is very expensive. What's more, it's very toxic.
Moreover, they have done nothing for the white rhino.
Pollution leads to the greenhouse effect. Furthermore, it makes life difficult in our cities.
We have to stop pollution. Furthermore, we have to stop it now.
Solar power is cleaner. On top of that, it's cheaper.
Someone is discharging waste into the lake, and it's untreated waste into the bargain.
No, I haven't converted my car. What's more, I'm not going to convert it.
Big cars are expensive and noisy. Another thing, they pollute the atmosphere more.
The rhino is protected. Moreover, it's protected in its own habitat.
There's a problem of toxic waste. On top of that, there's the problem of the hole in the ozone layer.
The car is too big. Another thing, it hasn't got a catalytic converter.
It's cheap, and on top of that, it's ecological.
Conversation. What has happened?
The silence is extraordinary.
I can't see any birds.
Neither can I. Have you seen any animals since we arrived?
No, I haven't. I can't see any wildlife at all.
If you look at these trees, you'll see that something has poisoned them. I think it's pollution.
It's incredible. I've been coming here for 20 years, and I've never seen the trees in this condition. Do you think pesticides caused it?
If they're used in very large quantities, they will produce this effect. But I don't think it's the result of pesticides.
Is it the effect of acid rain?
I don't know, but something has damaged them.
If the sewage plant is discharging untreated waste into the river, it'll get into the soil.
Have you studied the soil?
No.
Have you spoken to the manager of the sewage plant yet?
No, I haven't.
I'll go with you when you speak to him.
Thanks.
And have you spoken to the manager of the chemical plant?
Yes, I have. When they treat that waste, they always recycle the water.
So, it's not the chemical plant. Unless we do something, there won't be a forest in a few years. Let's start. If you phone the sewage plant manager, I'll take some photographs.
Okay.
The silence is extraordinary.
I can't see any birds.
Neither can I. Have you seen any animals since we arrived?
No, I haven't. I can't see any wildlife at all.
If you look at these trees, you'll see that something has poisoned them. I think it's pollution.
It's incredible. I've been coming here for 20 years, and I've never seen the trees in this condition. Do you think pesticides caused it?
If they are used in very large quantities, they will produce this effect. But I don't think it's the result of pesticides.
Is it the effect of acid rain?
I don't know, but something has damaged them.
If the sewage plant is discharging untreated waste into the river, it'll get into the soil.
Have you studied the soil?
No.
Have you spoken to the manager of the sewage plant yet?
No, I haven't.
I'll go with you when you speak to him.
Thanks.
And have you spoken to the manager of the chemical plant?
Yes, I have. When they treat their waste, they always recycle the water.
So, it's not the chemical plant. Unless we do something, there won't be a forest in a few years. Let's start. If you phone the sewage plant manager, I'll take some photographs.
Okay. I'm going to live in the country.
This smog is awful.
It's terrible. I can't breathe. I think this year's smog is worse than last year's.
You're right.
I haven't seen the sun for a week. Have you got a car?
Yes, I have.
Well, I think cars are the problem. Everything in the city is black. Exhaust fumes are poisoning the city. And another thing, there's too much traffic. Why don't we abolish cars?
Well, I live in the country and I have to drive to work. But I lived in the city until 3 years ago. I walked to work or caught the tube. But aren't you going to buy a new car?
Well, I wanted to buy a new one.
Why don't you buy one with a catalytic converter?
No, if I buy a new car, it'll be an electric one.
They're too expensive for me. I'll buy one when the price falls.
Life is really expensive in the city as well. Do you know how much vegetables cost?
No, I don't. We've got a garden and a greenhouse.
Incredible. Have you got a swimming pool into the bargain?
Well, yes, we have. We've put solar panels on the roof and we make heat into energy. We use the energy to heat the water in the pool.
I'm going to live in the country.
This smog is awful.
It's terrible. I can't breathe. I think this year's smog is worse than last year's.
You're right.
I haven't seen the sun for a week. Have you got a car?
Yes, I have.
Well, I think cars are the problem. Everything in the city is black. Exhaust fumes are poisoning the city. And another thing, there's too much traffic. Why don't we abolish cars?
Well, I live in the country and I have to drive to work. But I lived in the city until 3 years ago. I walked to work or caught the tube. But aren't you going to buy a new car?
Well,
I wanted to buy a new one.
Why don't you buy one with a catalytic converter?
No, if I buy a new car, it'll be an electric one.
They're too expensive for me. I'll buy one when the price falls.
Life is really expensive in the city as well. Do you know how much vegetables cost?
No, I don't. We've got a garden and a greenhouse.
Incredible. Have you got a swimming pool into the bargain?
Well, yes, we have. We've put solar panels on the roof and we make heat into energy. We use the energy to heat the water in the pool.
I'm going to live in the country.
Listening exercise.
If we recycle paper, we'll save the forests.
I'm going to buy a car with a catalytic converter.
Have you seen the news about the hole in the ozone layer?
The white rhino is an endangered species.
How much does green petrol cost?
There's a drought in the USA this year.
We have to protect these animals' habitat.
This is our biggest national park.
The greenhouse effect leads to global warming.
Why don't we recycle all our paper? Steve, I haven't seen you for a month. Where have you been?
Hello, Paul. I've been on holiday.
Where did you go?
We went to Spain by car. I didn't like it at all. The sea was polluted and there were plastic bags on the beach.
What was the hotel like?
It was really small. What's more, it was next to a sewage plant. If I go on holiday next year, I'll go to Italy. Where did you go this year?
We went to Kenya. It was fantastic. The water was excellent and the hotel was very good.
Where was the hotel?
Near a national park. There was a lot of wildlife. We saw some white rhinos.
Aren't they an endangered species?
Oh, yes, but they are protected. Unless you travel by car, you won't get close to them. I've got a lot of photos.
Speaking. I've been working in the used car trade. In these sentences and dialogues, pay attention to the A in have and has and the double E in been.
Prices have been falling rapidly since last month.
President Howard has come to London to meet Mr. Price.
Have you ever gone to work without changing at Googe Street?
We have been studying this glacier for about 3 years.
Pollution has been rising since the beginning of the 19th century.
Have you met Mr. Foster?
No, I haven't.
Which buttons have you tried?
The one on the front and the one on the side.
How long have you been living in Brighton?
Oh, about 5 years.
Have you read Ivanhoe?
Yes, I have. I read it about 20 years ago.
I've been going jogging for about 3 years.
Do you like it?
Yes, I love it.
How long have you been working in the used car trade?
Since I was 15. Speaking. He's already in front of the telly. In these sentences and dialogues, remember to pronounce the Y at the end of the adverbs with the sound of the I in fish.
She usually gets off the bus at Grange Park.
I've already read Moby Dick.
Have you rewound the tape yet?
I've just written the leading article.
Have you ever met Gordon Bennett?
I occasionally have to get up in the night.
Shipments arrive 4 times a month.
He's just arrived and he's already in front of the telly.
The Earth's temperature has been rising slowly for 4 centuries.
The loch is beautiful in the evenings.
You never put the adjective after the noun.
I go cycling 3 times a week.
Have you already seen his new film?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of it?
It's awful.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yes, we have.
When did you go?
When we were in the US last year.
What has happened to sales in the last month?
They've risen rapidly.
Speaking. The best cyclist in the States. In these sentences and dialogues, pay attention to the pronunciation of the prepositions. The speakers are American.
I'm going to be a newspaper reporter when I leave high school.
The cyclist got off his bike and walked up the hill.
Wasn't Park Benjamin the editor of the New England magazine?
Has the new shipment arrived yet, Harry?
Denver gave him a quick promotion. He's now a marketing manager.
In this office, you have to start work at 8:15.
They work for the Susquehanna Hat Company.
Our company markets whiskey in the U.S. and Japan.
He's a very important person in the automobile industry.
Do you have your library tickets with you?
Remember to turn the bedroom lights off.
Let's go cycling after the Thursday lesson. How long have you been in show business, Mr. Melnick?
For about 25 years. Do you like teaching, Martha?
No, I hate it.
What's the biggest environmental problem here?
I think it's the acid rain.
What do you think of Timpson?
Frankly, I think he's the best cyclist in the States.
Speaking. Watching the news. In these sentences and dialogues, pay attention to the different intonation of the interrogative sentences.
How often do you go jogging?
Simon's gone for a ride on his bike.
Would you like to go for a walk in the woods?
He got home at 10:30 last night.
What time would you like to have dinner, Clementine?
Look at this beard. I'll have to have a shave.
Who was that woman in your car last night?
You have to have a shower after you go for a run.
Did you watch the news this evening?
Do you know Grant Richmond?
No, I don't. How do you do?
How do you do?
I have to go to bed at 9:30 every night.
Why?
Because I have to go to work at 5:30.
Could I have breakfast in bed?
No, you can't. Now get up.
Let's have a break.
Why? Are you tired?
Do you know when she finishes work?
At 5:30. Conversation. Morganson comes to London. Did you see the news this evening?
No, I didn't. Why?
James P. Morganson has arrived in London.
Oh. Who's James P. Morganson?
He's the richest man in the computer business. He owns International Computers.
Really?
Why has he come to London?
Because he wants to buy a computer company. Our computer company.
You can't be serious. Is he going to be the new boss?
Yes. Did you see the news this evening?
No, I didn't. Why?
James P. Morganson has arrived in London.
Oh. Who's James P. Morganson?
He's the richest man in the computer business. He owns International Computers.
Really? Why has he come to London?
Because he wants to buy a computer company. Our computer company.
You can't be serious. Is he going to be the new boss?
Yes. Peter Piper of Haley's Bikes. Excuse me, I don't think we've met. I'm Peter Piper. How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? I'm Jane Seymour. Are you one of Dr. Billing's friends, or one of Professor Sampson's friends?
I'm one of Bill's friends.
Oh, and what do you do?
I'm a marketing manager. I work for Haley's.
They make bikes, don't they?
Yes, that's right.
I love cycling. I usually go for a bike ride 3 or 4 times a week. You go cycling?
No, I never go cycling. I hate it. I prefer jogging.
Oh.
Excuse me, I don't think we've met. I'm Peter Piper. How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? I'm Jane Seymour. Are you one of Dr. Billing's friends or one of Professor Sampson's friends?
I'm one of Bill's friends.
Oh, and what do you do?
I'm a marketing manager. I work for Haley's.
They make bikes, don't they?
Yes, that's right.
I love cycling. I usually go for a bike ride 3 or 4 times a week. Do you go cycling?
No, I never go cycling. I hate it. I prefer jogging.
Oh.
Pollution problems.
Have you ever read The Planet Earth?
No, I haven't. Who's it by?
Peter Anderson and Robert Scott. It's a really good book. It's about pollution.
Pollution?
Yes, and acid rain and global warming.
Do ecological problems worry you?
Yes, I've been studying them for years.
Why?
Because I think if we don't do something quickly, the human race will die.
Hmm. Interesting. Would you like a cigarette?
Yes, please. Have you ever read The Planet Earth?
No, I haven't. Who's it by?
Peter Anderson and Robert Scott. It's a really good book. It's about pollution.
Pollution?
Yes, and acid rain and global warming.
Do ecological problems worry you?
Yes. I've been studying them for years.
Why?
Because I think if we don't do something quickly, the human race will die.
Hmm. How interesting. Would you like a cigarette?
Yes, please.
The Fernau Glacier.
We've been studying the Fernau Glacier for more than 7 years.
And what have you discovered?
Well, the glacier has been slowly getting smaller.
Really? How do you know?
Well, 6 years ago, the glacier was more than 3 kilometers wide. Now it's 2.95 kilometers wide.
How interesting. Why has that happened?
We think it's the greenhouse effect. We've been studying the Fernau Glacier for more than 7 years.
And what have you discovered?
Well, the glacier's been slowly getting smaller.
Really? How do you know?
Well, 6 years ago, the glacier was more than 3 kilometers wide. Now, it is 2.95 kilometers wide.
How interesting. Why has that happened?
We think it's the greenhouse effect.
Walter Crankle's cousin.
Have you ever met Brian Jevons?
No, I haven't. How do you do?
How do you do?
Brian's in the mass media.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I'm a reporter.
Oh, do you work for one of the dailies?
No, I work for NBS. I'm their London correspondent.
How interesting. Do you know Walter Crankle?
Yes, I do.
And what do you think of him?
To be honest, I think he's the worst TV journalist in the United States.
Really?
What's your name?
I'm Julia Crankle. I'm his cousin.
Have you ever met Brian Jevons?
No, I haven't. How do you do?
How do you do?
Brian's in the mass media.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I'm a reporter.
Oh, do you work for one of the dailies?
No, I work for NBS. I'm their London correspondent.
How interesting. Do you know Walter Crankle?
Yes, I do.
And what do you think of him?
To be honest, I think he's the worst TV journalist in the United States.
Really?
But what's your name?
I'm Julia Crankle. I'm his cousin.